TKQJOFM.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeedy, and this is the Lifo Minute. One of our great hopes as believers is the hope of eternity, the place without time, but also without tears, pain, and sadness, and we'll see Jesus face to face. Pretty awesome, right? So how does the hope of eternity in heaven give you more hope for today? Does your secure future allow you to be more fully present today? Could we create heaven here on earth? I am on a mission to use my gifts and abilities to help God build his kingdom even before he returns. Colossians 3:1 says, "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God." Hope allows us to have tiny glimpses into what heaven will be like. These visions, these beautiful moments, give me fuel to approach every day with the same kind of hope I have for the time we'll be together in heaven.
This is what it means to live hope.
Well, let's take the time to say happy birthday on this 23rd day of February to these wonderful birthday people. We'll begin with Kevin McCoy, Dennis Beauregard, Larica Isles Nelson, Lisa Exum, Lucius Michael, Yolanda Hall, Remus Jones, Daisy White Kimball, Desiree Dotson, Crescenda Janae Dixon, David Patterson, Karen Scott, Chaka Hertz, Lucretia Fikes, Ron E. Roberts, and everyone around the globe who celebrates today as their birthday. May you live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
And of course, if you happen to run across any of the birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. Let's talk about today's Bible Jeopardy question from the category period of the judges between Joshua and Samuel for 400 points. What name did Naomi want to be called because she felt the Lord had dealt very bitterly with her? Was it Shula? Was it Mitzvah? Could it be Mara? Or maybe Tara? You can find the answer in the book of Ruth, chapter 1 and verse 20. And if you responded, "What is Mara?" that would be the correct response. Good for you. And thank you again for playing Bible Jeopardy with us. You know, in the light of the pandemic that we are currently facing and the death toll, which has reached over 500,000 people, I think it's important for us to realize that although we really respect the mitigation protocols and the things that we need to do to keep the virus from spreading, let's remember not to walk in fear of this virus, because remember, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, a mind that is capable of making really good decisions and a mind that's capable of staying on him, because he has all the answers. Amen. Let's just kind of remember that. Hey, listen, thank you so much for tuning in to today's program. I hope that you learned a little something new, and I hope that you'll tune in again with us tomorrow morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Remember this, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Hey, make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive. and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. Now, if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
KAYTKQJO.
It belongs to me. Salvation belongs to me. And I have everything to make salvation complete. 'Cause I know the work is already done by the power of His blood. I know it's mine. To me.
It belongs to me. Healing belongs to me. And I have everything that makes my healing complete. It doesn't matter how I feel. When His stripes say I'm healed, I know it's mine. It belongs to me. Hey.
And it belongs to me. All blessing belongs to me. When He laid down His life, then I might live upon. Oh.
the unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best.